This is my first time here this year, so I want to wish you all a happy Chinese New Year.
这次是今年我第一次来到这里讲道，我先祝大家新春快乐。
I've been thinking a lot about aging recently.
最近我经常想到年老这个问题。
You see, I just turned 65 a couple of weeks ago.
前几个星期我刚过了我65岁的生日。
I think I shared at the congregational meeting that I've been thinking about when to retire.
在会友大会的时候，我跟大家分享过，我考虑过在冬天退休。
I certainly get lots of mail about Social Security and things like that.
我也收到了很多信的提示，来自社会保障金啊，保险之类的。
I've been thinking about, oh, where should I be living as I get older?
我也考虑过我老的时候我要居住在什么地方呢？
Do I still want to shovel snow?
我还会不会自己铲雪呢？
Do I want to cut grass?
我会不会自己去剪草呢？
Can I go up and down stairs?
我还能不能爬上爬下楼梯呢？
How close do I want to be to my children and grandchildren?
我要离我的子女和孙子辈住得多近呢？
And so this morning I want to talk a little bit about aging.
今天早上我要跟大家分享一下年老这个问题。
The last stage of life before we go and see the Lord.
这是我们在地上最后一个阶段直到我们上天家。
Now I recognize that for a lot of us we're not there yet.
环顾四周我看大家很多人不在那个阶段。
But the fact is, all of us are getting older.
但是事实上我们每个人都是会年老的。
And unless the Lord comes or the Lord takes us home early, someday we will be old.
除非神现在来了把我们接去了，但如果不是这样的话，我们每个人都会变老的。
So if you're a younger person, maybe you could just remember this for the future.
如果你现在是年轻的话，你应该记住我们今天所说的。
Or perhaps a better idea is for you to prepare now so that you are prepared for aging.
更好的提议是你现在要做好准备，所以你就可以准备如何去年老。
There are more Americans age 65 and older than at any other time in U.S. history.
现在年老的人口在65岁以上的是史无前例的多。
And that number is expected to increase year by year.
这个数字会每年每年的增加。
Part of the reason is that people are living longer.
其中一个原因是人的寿命增长了。
100 years ago, the average person in America spent 3% of their lifetime in retirement.
100年前，一个美国人他只有3%的时间是退休以后的寿命。
But in this decade, the retired person is spending 20% of their lifetime in retirement.
现在呢，平均一个人要花20%的时间在退休的寿命上。
So I want to first look at different views of aging.
首先我要看看对年老这个问题各种的观点。
Then I want to look at God's view of aging.
然后我们再看看神对这个事情有什么看法。
And then I want to add some practical advice based on scripture.
然后我会给大家一些实际上的建议。
First, different views of aging.
第一，我们看看各种对年老的看法。
Well, some people look down upon those who are aging.
有些人就是不尊重年老的人。
Sadly, in our American culture, we highly value the young people, but we look down upon older people.
很不幸的，在美国的文化里，我们很看重年轻人，但是我们不尊重老人。
The young people look at older people as a financial burden.
年轻人看老人就好像他们是一个经济上的负累。
The older people require more of our attention and time.
年老的人需要我们的照顾，需要我们的时间。
And they may interfere with the young people's pursuit of pleasure and success.
对于年轻人去追求生活的享受和事业的成功，老年人可能是一个阻碍。
There's even talk about assisting older people to commit suicide.
还有人甚至提出我们如何去帮助老人去自杀呢？
Believe it or not, there was a governor of one of the states, the United States, who said that terminally ill older people have a duty to die and get out of the way.
竟然有一个美国的州长说，如果你得了绝症的老人，你就应该，这就是你的责任去自杀，而且就不要在这儿碍事了。
But not only are older people looked down upon by others, they're looked down upon by themselves.
不单只是这样，其他人不尊重老人，就连老人自己，他们也不尊重自己。
They look at their lives and they feel they are useless.
他们看自己的生命，觉得自己毫无用处。
As the body ages, the body doesn't work as well as in the past.
当我们年老的时候，我们的身体机能当然不像以前那么好。
The mind is not as sharp.
我们的思想不像以前那么的敏锐。
I know for myself, it started with my vision.
对于我来说，我的视力开始衰弱。
I begin to look at the Bible and I can't read the words, I can't see them.
当我读圣经的时候，我就看不见那些小的字体。
And so I have to buy a large print Bible.
所以我要买一个大字体的圣经。
I also noticed that my memory was not as good.
我也发现到我的记忆不像以前那么好了。
I have to keep reminding myself of people's names.
我一直要提醒自己啊，他叫什么名字呢？他叫什么名字呢？
And so as a person ages, they have lots of more physical and mental issues.
当一个人年老的时候，他会有身体上而且有思想上的问题。
Now when they were working, they felt they were useful.
当他们工作的时候，他们可能觉得自己是有用的。
But after retirement, they feel like they can't be very productive.
当他们退休了以后，他们会觉得自己没有效率了，没有用了。
Also, not only are they aging, but many of their friends are aging.
他们不单只是自己老了，而且他们身边的朋友也开始老了。
Some of them may have even passed away.
有些朋友可能也去世了。
And so, there is this sense of impending death.
这有一个就是不好的思想，就是我在这儿等死。
And there's this loneliness that comes.
还有孤独的一种感觉。
Because the children and grandchildren, they're busy.
因为他们的子女和孙子可能都自己忙自己的事情。
They're busy doing their own thing.
他们自己忙自己的事情。
And so you feel neglected.
所以你觉得自己被忽略了。
And also for some people, finance is a concern.
对于另外一些人来说，可能经济是一个考量。
As they have a fixed income, they feel helpless in terms of having enough money.
当他们如果只是靠这个固定的收入来维持生活的话，他们可能会有一些焦虑。
And all this adds up so that the aging person feels very useless.
当种种因素加起来，令到一个老年人，他们就觉得自己没有用了。
So not only does society look down upon the aging,
不单只社会不尊重老人,
not only do the elders look down upon themselves,
不单只老人自己不尊重自己,
but there are some who look at the time of aging and retirement as a time to play.
但是有另一群人，他们把退休的生活当作享乐的时间。
And these are the older people that have a lot of money and have good health.
这些就是那些有钱的老人和身体健康的老人。
And these people feel that they worked hard their whole lives.
这些人觉得我一生辛苦的工作。
They sacrificed for their children.
他们为子女做出了很多的牺牲。
And now it's their time to enjoy life.
现在是轮到我开始享受人生了。
And so they see retirement as a time to just enjoy themselves.
所以他们觉得退休的生活就是应该我自己去享受这个生活。
To travel a lot.
去旅行。
To go fishing or golfing.
去钓鱼，去打高尔夫球。
And obviously, there's nothing wrong with those things.
当然，这些事情都没有错的。
But is that the main purpose of retirement?
但是这些是不是退休主要的目的呢？
Well, let's look at what God says about aging.
现在让我们来看看神是怎么。对，就是说年老这个问题的。
Let's first look at Psalm 92.
让我们先看看诗篇92章。
And we're just going to look at a portion of that psalm.
我们只看一部分。
But if you were to read the entire psalm, you realize that there is a contrast between the wicked and the righteous.
如果你看整篇诗篇的话，你会看见一个对，恶人和义人的对比。
Now, if you're not a Christian, I want to make sure you understand that when it talks about the righteous, it doesn't necessarily mean that these are the people who do all the good things.
如果你还不是基督徒的话，我要强调，我们这里所说的义人不是指那些做好事的人，他们不一定都是做好事的人。
A Christian is righteous not because of the things that they have done, but what Christ had done.
基督徒被称为义人，不是因为他们所做的事，而是因为基督为他们所做的事情。
And it is by our faith in Jesus Christ that that righteousness is applied to us.
是因为我们借着基督，而且我们才能够称为义人。
So if you're not a Christian, I certainly would encourage you to receive the righteousness that comes from Christ's sacrifice for on the cross for us.
如果您还不是基督徒的话，我在这里强烈的鼓励你接受基督徒，让他的义，让我们在他里成为义人。
But as I said in this Psalm 92, there's a contrast between the wicked and the righteous.
刚才我们说过，在诗篇这一篇里有义人和恶人的对比。
And in this Psalm, it says that the wicked are more like grass.
在这诗篇里，他们说恶人好像草一样。
That is, grass is something that grows very quickly.
草，大家知道，它们生长得很快。
But it can also die very quickly.
但是它们也死得很快。
In contrast, the righteous are like trees.
相比之下，义人就好像树一样。
They may not grow as fast in the beginning.
它们刚开始长得不一定很快。
But they last for a long time.
但是它们可以存活很长的时间。
And so we look at Psalm 92, verses 12 to 15.
我们一起来看诗篇92篇12节到15节。
Maybe you could read 12 to 15.
我为大家读一读。义人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树，他们栽于耶和华的殿中，发旺在我们神的院子里。他们年老的时候仍要结果子，要满了将枝而常发青，好显明耶和华是正直的，是我们的磐石，在他毫无不义。
So the first point in terms of God's view of aging is that older people can still bear fruit for God.
在这里第一个观点就是年老的人还是可以为神结果子的。
It says here in verse 12, the righteous are like a palm tree.
在这里十二节所说的义人好像棕树一样。
Now we don't have palm trees here in the north.
在北方我们没有看见很多的棕树。
But I'm told that palm trees can live for 200 years.
但是有人告诉我棕榈树可以生长200年。
And it mentions here a cedar tree.
在这里也说了香柏树。
A cedar tree can live for thousands of years.
香柏树可以存活上千年。
And the palm tree is very unusual.
棕榈树是非常特别的。
It will bend but not break.
它会折弯但是不会折断。
Because it has deep roots.
因为它有很深的根。
I'm sure we've seen photos of hurricanes in Florida with palm trees bending, but they don't break.
我们可以从那些照片里看见，当飓风刮到佛州的时候，很多棕树弯了，但是它们没有断。
And palm trees can bear fruit even if it's an old tree.
但而且老的棕榈树还是可以结果子的。
In fact, they say that the fruit is even sweeter when it's old.
而且有人说年老的树结的果子还是更甜的。
And so in verse 14, it says, they still bear fruit in old age, they are full of sap and green.
所以像十四节所说的，他们年老时仍要结果子，要满了浆汁而常发青。
So the righteous, those who have faith in Christ, they can bear fruit even in old age.
所以那些在基督里的义人，他们在年老的时候仍然可以结果子。
Well, what kind of fruit are they talking about here?
这里所说的果子到底是什么东西呢？
Well, we see it in verse 15.
我们看见十五节里边所说的。
It is the ability to declare or to make known that the Lord is upright, that he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
正如十五节所说的，好显明耶和华是正直的，他是我的磐石，他毫无不义。
So, even if you're old, you can still bring glory to God.
所以即使你年老，你仍然可以荣耀神。
You can give praise to his character.
你可以赞扬他的名。
You can give praise to his greatness.
你可以赞扬他的伟大。
But not only are they able to bear fruit, but they can also impact the next generation.
他们不单只可以结果子，而且可以影响下一代。
And we switch over to Psalm 71.
我们再看看诗篇第七十一篇。
And maybe I ask you to read verse 17 and 18.
我为大家读十七节、十八节。神啊，我自年幼的时候，你就教训我，直到如今，我传扬你奇妙的作为。神啊，我年老的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下一代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
If you were to read this entire psalm, you realize that the psalmist is asking God for help.
如果你看整篇的诗篇的话，你会看到，当中的目的就是求神帮助。
He is in some sort of trouble.
这个诗人是有遇到麻烦了。
And he's asking God to help him and save him.
他是在祈求神帮助他去拯救他。
We see in the last, in verse 18, Oh God, do not forsake me.
在十八节说啊，神啊，不要离弃我。
But the point is that the psalmist didn't want to be delivered just from his problems.
这个问题是，这个诗篇不是单指他个人的问题。
He didn't ask God to deliver him from these problems so that he can have a nice leisurely retirement.
他不是祈求神把他带解决这些问题，好让他有一个安逸的晚年。
No, in verse 18 it says, "Don't forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation."
在好像十八节说的，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下一代。
He wanted God to save him so that he can pass the baton to the next generation.
他要神拯救他，是因为他想把神的大能传给下一代。
He saw a longer life as an opportunity to minister more to the next generation.
他认为长寿是一个为神传讲道的机会。
And so we also should have that kind of vision as well.
所以我们也要有那样的可以看见的。
Not to just hold out until we die.
我们不是在这里等死。
But to have a vision of impacting the next generation.
我们要有一个意向，就是要影响下一代。
So if we look from these two passages, we see that God emphasizes that older people can still bear fruit for God.
这里经文所强调的就是年老的人仍然可以为神结果子。
And he wants to give them a vision of impacting the next generation.
神也让他们有一个感动去影响下一代。
And so, let me conclude the sermon by giving you some practical advice.
在这里我要总结这个讲道，我想给大家一些实际的建议。
And I recognize that we're all in different situations.
我知道大家有不同的情况。
Some of us have good health.
有些人有好的健康。
Some of us do not.
但是有些人身体不太好。
Some of us are blessed financially. Some of us have a lot of needs.
有些人我们被神祝福有很多的钱财，但是有些人我们生活有一些困难。
But let me share with you some ideas.
在这里我想跟大家分享一下我的见解。
About how we can put into practice God's view of aging.
我们如何让我们以神的看法来对待年老这个问题。
One thing that we could do is to mentor the next generation.
第一是我们可以对下一代实行教导，我们可以做一个导师。
But if you are to impact the next generation, you have to have some contact with them.
但是如果你要教导下一代的话，你自己本身是需要有一些能力的。
Now you may think that all the young people they don't want to have anything to do with us old people.
你可能会觉得啊，年轻人不想跟我们老年人有什么交流。
But I can see there young people who want to get the advice of older people.
但是我个人觉得有些年轻人还是很愿意跟我们，就是从我们身上学到一些东西。
Young people are looking for some practical advice for them for their own lives.
年轻人很多都需要寻求一些实际的生活经验。
They have questions about relationships.
他们对感情上有一些问题。
About career choices.
对于职业的选择上有一些问题。
About finances.
对于经济的管理上有一些
问题。About their spiritual lives.
对于他们的灵性上也有一些问题。
In my wife is part of a small group that meets in my home.
我的太太在家里有一个小组。
And there are about 10 to 15 young people, people who are working, who come to our house every week.
有10到15个年轻的在职的人每周来我家聚会。
And I can't be part of that small group because of my schedule.
因为我工作的问题我不能参加那个小组。
But,These young people, many of the women asked my wife, can we have coffee together?
那些年轻的姊妹经常问我的太太说啊，我们能不能出去喝杯咖啡呢？
But they're not interested in drinking coffee.
当然他们不是只想去喝咖啡。
They're looking to get advice from my wife.
他们其实是想从我的太太身上得到一些建议。
And my wife could probably be as old as their mother.
我的太太其实可以当他们的妈妈了，从年龄上来看。
But you might say they see my wife as sort of a big sister where they can get a lot of advice.
但是这些年轻的姊妹却看待我的太太好像他们的大姐姐一样。
So hopefully you can be in contact with people that are younger and offer different kinds of advice to them.
所以我鼓励大家多接触年轻人，而且把你人生的经历传授给他们。
Secondly, older people can be a positive role model.
第二就是年老的人可以做一个正面的榜样。
You know, there's a lot of old people that are very grumpy.
有些老人是很多牢骚的。
They're always complaining.
他们经常的投诉。
They're always critical.
他们经常的不喜欢这些事情，一些事情。
They like to live in the past.
他们喜欢活在过去。
They kind of focus on what they can't do anymore.
他们经常专注在他们所不能做的事情上。
They're resistant to change.
他们不想改变。
And so older people need to be a positive role model.
所以年老的人是要做一个正面的榜样。
They should have an attitude of joy.
他们有一个喜乐的态度。
They should be offering encouragement to the younger people.
他们应该给下一代有多加鼓励。
Their lips should be filled with thanksgiving and praise.
他们的唇应该是经常的赞美和感恩。
And I invite you to read the rest of the psalm where we found these two passages.
我鼓励大家读一读诗篇七十一篇和九十二篇。
And if you were to read it, you'll find that those psalms are filled with praise and joy.
如果你读了整篇的诗篇的话，你会觉得里边充满了赞美。
But instead, many of us are very negative.
但是我们很多人都是很消极的，很负面的。
And many of our younger people, they have lots of hopes and dreams for the church, for instance.
很多年轻人在教会里，他们有很多的梦想，很多的期望。
But I hear a lot of older people putting cold water on those dreams.
但是我听见很多年长的人对他们的期望泼冷水。
They'll say, it can't be done.
他们会说，啊，这些行不通的。
We tried that before.
我已经试过了之前。
And said, we should be saying, with God's help, we can do this.
但是我们应该鼓励他们说，啊，如果神帮助我们，这些事是可以成就的。
Because these people love the church and they want to see the church grow.
因为这些年轻人爱我们的教会，他们希望教会可以成长。
But sometimes we as the older people, we're holding them back.
但是我们作为年老的人，我们有时候就拖他们的后腿。
Third piece of advice is that we need to continue to serve and minister.
第三个建议就是我们要继续的去侍奉神，而且做为他的事工。
You may retire from your job, but you do not retire from ministry.
你可能在你的职场上已经退休了，但是你在神的事工上你没有退休。
Even pastors have to be reminded of that.
就算是牧师，身为牧师，我们要经常提醒自己这个事情。
We had a prayer meeting among the Chinese church pastors recently.
最近我们所有的华人教会的牧师有一个聚会。
And some of the people there announced their retirement.
有一些牧师他们宣布了自己退休的时间。
And so Reverend Liu, who used to be the pastor of the Chinese church in Lowell,felt the need to speak up.
这个 Lowell 教会的刘牧师他就觉得他要说一些话了。
He said he's been thinking about whether to go on a missions trip this summer to Trinidad.
他说他曾经在考虑要不要这个夏天去千里达做一个短宣。
Now he has gone 22 times already.
他已经去过22次了。
And so he might say,I've done my part already.
他其实很容易的就可以说我已经做了我应该做的，我可以不用去了。
But he decided he's going to go again.
但是他决定他还是会去。
And next year he will be 80 years old.
明年他就80岁了。
So you don't retire just because you retire from a job, you retire from ministry.
你这不代表你从职场上退下来，你就要从神的事工上退下来。
And yes, I recognize not everyone could travel.
我知道有些人可能不能身体上不能应付很长的旅行。
But we need to think of some of the advantages that we have as older people.
但是我们要反过来想想，我们作为老年人有什么优点呢？
Many of us have a lot more access to other older people.
我们其实有很多，我们有更多的机会去接触别的老人。
These people have, many of them are not Christian, and they have no hope beyond this life.
这些老人有的不是基督徒，他们对这个今生没有什么盼望了。
And so you have a ministry, you have an opportunity to be able to share the good news with other older people.
所以你就是有很多的机会去把神的福音传给这些没有信主的老人。
Older people don't have a job schedule, so they have a lot more free time during the day.
老年人不用上班，所以他白天有很多的空闲的时间。
And there are a number of ministries in our church that require help, but we don't have any help, especially during the day.
我们教会里有很多的事工，我们需要很多的人帮忙，但是在白天我们很难找到人来帮忙。
In general, older people have more time.
所以总而言之，年老的人就是有很多的时间。
And some of you could communicate with some of our missionaries.
你们当中有些人可以跟我们的传教士做一些联络。
See, our church was blessed with many missionaries.
神祝福我们教会有许多的在外的传教士。
And I can't keep communication with all of them.
我自己不能跟他们每个人都保持紧密的联系。
But maybe you can pick one or two missionaries and say, I will write to them and I will pray for them.
你可能可以选择一两个传教士说我去给他们写信，我为他们祷告。
And some older people also are blessed with more money.
有一些老年人可能被神祝福，他有很多的金钱。
Because there's no more mortgage to pay, there's no more tuition payments to pay.
没有贷款要还了，没有孩子的学费要交了。
And so with more money, you can bless people with the financial resources that God has given to you.
如果你没有其他的负担，而你有金钱的话，你可以祝福其他的人。
I know of a couple in our church that are both the husband and wife are professionals.
在我们教会有一对夫妇，他们都是专业的人士。
And their children are graduating from college.
他们的儿女快要从大学毕业了。
And so in some sense they have more money now than before.
所以他们现在会比以前有多一些的钱。
And so you know what they did?
你知道他们做了什么吗？
They saw that there was a seminary student in our church.
他说他们看见有一位在我们教会里有一位神学院的学生。
And it was very tight for money.
他可能经济上有一些困难。
And so they decided they would help subsidize this person's education.
他们决定他们要补助这个学生的需要。
Now you notice that in the title of the sermon, Bearing Fruit Throughout Our Lives and Beyond.
这个讲到的题目是我们要结果子，其实英文的讲到的题目是我们要现在要结果子，而且将来。
Because at some point, some of us will go home to be with the Lord.
因为不久的将来，有些人我们可能要回天家了。
You can't take that money with you.
你不能把那些钱也带走。
But you can bless the next generation with your money.
你可以祝福下一代，用这些金钱来祝福下一代。
You could make the church, for instance, a beneficiary of your life insurance.
你可以把教会加入你遗嘱的受益人里边。
Or name them in your will.
或者把他们加到你的遗嘱里面。
Now I know that traditionally people will pass on their assets to their children.
在传统上，人会把自己的财产传给下一代。
But if God gave you a house, that house has appreciated in value.
但是如果神给了你一个房子，那个房子是有价值的。
Have you been tithing that capital appreciation?
但是你有没有把这个价值还给神呢？
Could you consider the church as one of your children and give them a share of your assets?
你有没有考虑过教会也是你